Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Siman member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sechus Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Let's do a little review. So we have 8 prakim in total, and the numbers to remember them in terms of the organization is 4-2-3-2-1. 4-2-3-2-1. Remember, there's overlap in all these cases. So the first 4 prakim are Peah, then Dalet and Hey, 2 prakim are Leket, and we have overlap. Hey, Vav, Zion is Shecha, that's 3. And then Zion and Ches, overlap again, is 2. Zion and Ches, 2, that's Perek and Olelas. And then the last Perek, Perek Ches, also deals with Meiser Ani. So 4-2-3-2-1. Then the first Perek, Elul Devarim, has 6 Mishnais, and the simon for the first Mishnah is the Ein Shiur. So Mishnah base begins, Ein Pochasin Lo Pei Mishishim, we don't leave less than 1/60th of the field as Peah, Avafu Bisha Amru Ein Lo Peah Shiur. Even though we said the Peah has no Shiur Mina Torah, still 1/60th is required mid the Rabbana. Kol Lefi Godol Asada, but it is dependent on the size of the field, Lefi Rova Anim, and the amount of Anim, Lefi Rova Anava, and also depending on the bounty of the field. So if you have a large field with a small amount of Anim, so it's 1/60th the Rabban. But if you have a small field with a lot of Anim, so one should give more than 1/60th. And if one has a small field and there aren't a lot of Anim, but the person was blessed with a great bounty, he should give more than 1/60th. So the simple Mishnah base is going to be Shishim. Shishim. Simple. Mishnah Gimel deals with the question of which part of the field must be left as Peah. Now, even though the Ikar Mitzvah is to leave the end of the field as Peah, the Tanakhama holds the beginning of the field or the middle of the field could be left as Peah, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be the end. Rabbi Shimon holds that it has to be the end. You have to leave at least 1/60th, and if you do, then the pay you gave from the beginning or the middle of the field would also have the din of Peah. It'd be Pacha from Meisers. Rabbi Yudah holds as long as you leave a little part of the end of the field as Peah, then the part you gave at the beginning or the middle also has the din of Peah. So we have a 3-way machlokes regarding which part of the field must be left as Peah. So the simple Mishnah Gimel is going to be Sada, field. So the 2 simanim for today are Shishim Sada. Shishim Sada, Shishim Sada. That's it. Okay, so the 3 simanim we have so far for Perek Aleph is Ein Shiur, Shishim Sada. Ein Shiur, Shishim Sada. Okay, so now let's go to our simon story for Perek Aleph. So the Zichru simon for Aleph is an olive tree. An olive tree. Aleph is an olive tree. So the simon story is you have these olive trees that are tiny. They have almost Ein Shiur. There's almost no Shiur. They're so tiny. When you count them up, it turns out there's 60 of these small little trees in the Sada. So Ein Shiur, Shishim Sada. So once again, you have these olive trees. They're so tiny, they almost have no shiur. And you count them up, and it turns out there are shishim in the sada. Ein shiur, shishim sada. All right, that's the beginning of our simon story for Perek Aleph. Let's conclude with a little quiz. All right, so let's conclude with a little quiz. The first 4 prakim in Peah deal with Peah. Perek Dalet and Hey deal with Leket. Then Perek Hey Vav Zion deals with Shecha. Then Zion and Ches deal with Peret Noelas, and Perek Ches deals with Meiser Ani. Good. The sim for the second Mishnah in the first Perek is Shishim. Good. The sim for the first Mishnah is Ein Shiur, and the sim for the third Mishnah is Sada. Excellent. All right, so that concludes today's Shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar, Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.